KFIZ News Time 10:39 as Fond du Lac Today continues from the Airtech Heating and Cooling Studios here on a Monday. It's July 12th of 2021. Spencer Wagon here with you, and time for our monthly conversation with our friends over at Division of Extension Fond du Lac County. Of course, UW Extension Fond du Lac County. We continue chatting with them once a month about some of the different programs and services they are offering in our community. And joining us this morning is Diana Hammer. She's a community development educator with Extension. And a few months back, we talked about a new boot camp out for entrepreneurs, entrepreneurship boot camp for people with criminal histories, formerly incarcerated people. And Diana is here to update us on that because it sounds like they are about ready to graduate their first class of entrepreneurs from this boot camp. Diana, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Thank you.
I appreciate you taking some time to chat. Before we get into the nuts and bolts again of this entrepreneurship boot camp, tell us again the basic details about it. We spoke a handful of months ago. I think it was back in early March. We talked about kind of the initial planning and registration and all that stuff about it. But it sounds like you folks have had a pretty successful run with the first run of this boot camp.
Yeah, it's been really exciting. So my co-director of this program, Dr. Angie Allen, with Extension in Milwaukee County, and I are launching it for the first time in Wisconsin this year. And we have 7 EITs, or entrepreneurs in training, who are getting ready to present their final pitch at the Pitch Showcase next Wednesday, and then graduate with a non-credit certificate in entrepreneurship from UW-Madison Extension. And it's been really neat to work with these folks from I think it was the third week in April when we started mm-hmm. with ideation and thinking of what are the customer needs I could fill, what are the unique skills that I have that I bring to a business, what would make me excited to work in every day, and now through all the planning that they've done between April and now to being able to really present that in a 2-minute pitch that consolidates all of the work that they've done. It's a very cool process.
That's definitely awesome to hear. Remind us again kind of the basic thought behind it and why having an opportunity like this for people who have criminal backgrounds is important here in Wisconsin.
Yeah, I think this is what makes it especially meaningful, is because folks who've spent time in jail or prison have spent a lot of time feeling like they're worthless, they're no good, they've made a mistake that will be with them for the rest of their lives. And in a lot of ways, our society makes sure that's true. There's even though people serve time and complete the consequences of whatever it is they did, when they get out, there are so many barriers that they encounter. And getting a regular job can be quite difficult, even in jobs that don't have anything directly to do with whatever criminal offense they did. It's still quite hard to get a job, and there's just a bunch of barriers that pop up all over. So to be in this program where we're telling them right off the bat, you do have a lot to offer, and in fact, Wisconsin needs you to offer it because we want jobs, we need jobs, and we need workers, we need capable business owners, and we need what you have to offer. So to bring that message through the Defy Ventures curriculum that we're using, that's the national nonprofit that we've partnered with to do this, is very strengths-based, positive effort to make sure that people know they're not throwaway people. We need them. We need them all, and we need their talents to make this state as good as it can be.
What are some of the things that these entrepreneurs, these EITs, entrepreneurs in training that you mentioned, what do they go through in this course? Obviously, it's a lot of hands-on and actually doing things and planning things out and working toward that pitch that they're going to make here coming up next week. It's not just sitting there listening to somebody talk, although I'm sure there's definitely a lot, or at least some of that as part of this curriculum. But they get to actually go through all of this this work, right, to get this ready to go.
Right, yeah. So for those of you who are listening who might want to join in, I'll try to paint the picture for you. It's on Zoom, so it's an online class, which means anyone anywhere in the state can do it. And there's a workbook that's mailed to participants. So you have the textbook workbook that you're reading ahead of class, and then when you come to class on Zoom, you meet you know, initially you're meeting this group of other like-minded folks who have similar backgrounds and similar hustle ready to go. And we talk about what was in the chapter, how you're applying it in your situation. We have a very wonderful, committed group of community business coaches who've been joining us periodically for different class meetings. So topics that we've covered are marketing, how to speak publicly, present yourself, thinking about a personal brand. Also, the component that is, I think, really useful for whatever people decide to do after this class is the personal statement piece. So how do I tell my story in a way that is meaningful and important and helps you get to know me beyond the worst thing I ever did, which you're going to see when you do a background check? Who am I and what have I learned from that and what am I about now? Where am I headed now? What's the transformation I'm making in my life that leads me to want to do this particular business in this particular way? So they practice that with each other, which is hard. It's hard to dig into the vulnerable, more ugly side of yourself, but then to be able to say, you know, that led me to who I am today and all these wonderful things I'm doing, that's really powerful. So helping people get comfortable talking through that before someone else can put their meaning on your story, you get to define yourself that way. And then really the nuts and bolts of putting together a business. So cost, pricing, a little bit, budgeting, both personal finances and business finances. Customer interviews, so asking potential people some questions related to what you're doing and finding out what they say. Also, receiving feedback, because we don't always hear what we want to hear the first time around, second time around, third time around even, you know. So really being able to put the customer in the driver's seat, even though I have a good idea, if the customer doesn't think it's a good idea, it's not going to be a business opportunity for me. So how do I really have a dialogue with potential customers to improve my business ahead of sinking a lot of money into it? So for practical reasons, that's good. But then also just getting ready to pivot as the market changes is part of that skill too. And then just in the last few weeks, folks are working on a minimum viable product, meaning doing a very small version of a key component of their business to see how that goes. People will recognize this from Lean Startup. It's that fail fast idea. So try a little piece of it, and if it doesn't go well, you haven't lost your life savings. You've learned something really valuable, and now you can tweak it and try it again in a very small way and see if that goes better. So everyone is working on that right now. And yeah, so I hope what you're hearing there is business development, very practical pieces that we cover in the class, and a lot of personal development too, because there's no obligation for people to start their business when we're done. Obviously, we hope they do, but if they take it and go get a better job or get promoted in their job or become a manager, that's also a win. So the goal is to have healthy people who know their value, who can be good leaders and bring a lot to their community in whatever way they choose, is really the major factor we want to see at the end of the day.
Yeah, a general understanding in you know, how business works, how hiring works. You know, you talk about what you just said. If they get a promotion in their job, or maybe they have the opportunity to become a leader in their job, and they can understand maybe the place where they came from and understand a manager's role in hiring and business decisions. That's all stuff you could take away from a course like this too, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And long-term, obviously, recidivism rates is what we're looking at, too. So if people are employed and have meaningful pursuits, recidivism goes way down. And Defy Ventures nationally has excellent results in the 8 states where this program works. So that's a win for everyone, too.
Let's talk about how people interested in being an EIT entrepreneur in training, how they can take part and sign up for future versions of the boot camp. And you mentioned the community business coaches, too. How can those people sign up and help give back to this program?
Yes, thank you. We'd love to have all of those folks involved with this program. So EITs, if you are someone who's been incarcerated at any point in your life, it doesn't have to be last year, it could have been 20 years ago, Jail or prison is fine, and there is no criminal record that we will use to exclude you from this. So no particular type of crime is exempt. There is an online application that takes about 10 minutes to fill out, and then we will call you to schedule an interview and talk more. What we're looking for primarily is reentry stability. So do you have a job already that's covering basic expenses, and do you have stable housing? And hopefully a support network that can help you get through this class. It is pretty intense. It's called boot camp for a reason, and there's some hard moments as you're going through. So we want you to have some support in your life to get through that. So again, a major message there is not for someone who just came home yesterday. We want you to have a little bit of time back in your community, get established, get stable, and then be ready to think about the next hard thing you're going to do, starting a business. People can contact me for that. We don't have a website yet. We are building it right now. So contact me, and I will send you the link. You can find my information on our Fond du Lac County website or Facebook, extension Fond du Lac County. And for those of you who would like to join us as community coaches, this has been a phenomenal experience for the EITs to meet people who are top-notch in their industry, healthcare, business, book publishing. We've got a huge range of people who've joined us, and their experience has been really phenomenal too, and just the interactions that people are having. It's the coaches have reported how hopeful they feel after these meetings and energized, even though it's the end of the day and they're, you know, slogging into another Zoom and don't think it's gonna, you know, that's really hard to do at the end of the day, but it's energizing to be with a group of people who are so focused on their goals and so positive. And so, yeah, it's really a win-win for everybody. And we have an online, it's survey is the wrong word, questionnaire that shows you the volunteer opportunities, and you can click which ones work for you, and then we'll confirm that and send Zoom links to you. So, again, until we have our website, contacting me is the best way to do it around here. My email and phone number are on our Fond du Lac County Extension website and Facebook page.
Excellent. Diana, thanks so much for taking some time to update us on how the Entrepreneurship Bootcamp has been going, and we'll talk again soon. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Diana Hammer joining us from Division of Extension Fond du Lac County. Again, she is a community development educator. Check out the Extension Fond du Lac County website if you want more info about the Defy Ventures Entrepreneurship Bootcamp.